Welcome to Off the Cuff. My name is Dean Vitale, and I'm sitting across from our lifelong pastor, John Bell. And this is the podcast that Amazing Men Ministries does, and we're glad that you're here. We ask you to share this so other people could hear some of this important information that John gives us from Scripture. Does God still reveal to you?
Oh, yeah. This morning, I could tell you something that he told me this morning. I was up this morning. So to sit on the throne of David, you had to be a descendant of David. So we can talk about the genealogies. That would be a good one. To sit on the throne of David, you had to be a descendant of David. And typically, it was the descendant of David through Solomon. So Joseph is a descendant of David through Solomon. Okay?
Wow.
Mary is a descendant of David through Nathan. Okay? So first, let's talk about Joseph. In Jeremiah 22, a descendant of David, the ruler at that time was a man named Coniah or Jeconiah. And he was awful. He was evil. And so God cursed him. And God said to him, no descendant of yours will ever sit on the throne. Mm. So think about that.
Yeah.
Now the seed of David, which is supposed to sit on the throne of David, typically through Solomon, the line is cursed. So you've got a prophecy that demands that it be a descendant of David through Solomon. Solomon has to be involved, but the line of Solomon is cursed, right?
Right.
So it's like, so Mary is a descendant of David through Nathan. And typically the rights, like the legal rights of, like, they go to the son. They always go to the firstborn son. The women don't inherit anything. But in Numbers, a group of women who there is no son in the family, they go to Moses and they say, can we change this, please? Why should women not get the inheritance if there is no male? So that was the new thing I learned this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And were you reading?
I was reading what we were talking about here about the lineage of David. And it was like, so Mary is a woman, but because of the daughters, I think their name is something like Zephala, something like that. It's in Numbers. I can give it to you. Look it up again. But because they went to Moses and then Moses went to God and God consented that that a woman could receive the inheritance.
Wow.
So what happens is Luke's genealogy is Mary's, and she's a descendant of David, and she gets the inheritance, right? So watch this. So the line that was cursed, which is Joseph's line through Solomon, through Coniah, through Solomon, through David, right? That line is cursed. So no descendant can be on the throne from Solomon.
Yeah.
No biological descendant.
Right.
So what Jesus gets from Joseph,
yes,
he gets the regal right to the throne.
Yeah.
That's the regal
right.
He makes
that provision.
Right. He gets the regal right to the throne because he's not a biological son of Joseph.
Unbelievable.
But he gets the legal right to the throne.
Yeah.
Because of Mary.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Right? So that's why her genealogy is in there. Yeah. And her genealogy, by the way, remember Matthew is, this is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David. Her genealogy is traced back to Adam. Why? Because Adam was the first man, and this is the last Adam.
Wow. So it's fair to say that God reveals more and more to his ecclesia. Kind of like when I started off, when I talked to you, I said, I wasn't ready for that 25 years ago, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just, it's just amazing sometimes to hear some of this.
Yeah.
And God uses you to, you know, in front of Aaron and me and everybody that's listening. It's just, that's incredible. I mean, it motivates me to have a deeper study sometimes, you know.
Yeah, I think, I think we take for granted all that it took to redeem us. You know, yeah. I think we take for granted. Like, I always get choked up because I start thinking all that went into my salvation, all that went into your salvation, all that went into Aaron's salvation. It's like, it's mind-blowing. And you know what? Here's the great thing about it, Dean. This is the end result is not, I know all, I have all this knowledge. The end result is I want to just fall on my face and worship the Lord and say, oh, Lord, you are so grand. You are so glorious.
It's, you know, years ago we did something called Unlocking Scripture, and there's so much. The secret of Scripture is just so deep. And sometimes I'll just read, and I'm not even, I'm reading like I'm reading a novel sometimes.
Yeah.
But there has to be a, and I don't want to always depend on commentaries and things like that. So, you know, unlike you, you know, I wasn't reading the Bible when I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
So, on behalf of our lifelong pastor and teacher, our Rabbi John Bell, I'm Dean Vitale saying thanks for listening.